You'll have 15 minutes. Before you begin, we have a minor housekeeping matter that we need to address for the record. And I will defer to Judge Malvo to do that.
For the record, Ms. Lindholm and I did work together about 10 years ago. I don't think it's an actual conflict, but just feel it needs to be put on record.
And since we don't have appellant's counsel here, it puts us in a slightly awkward position, but Judge Malvo has concluded that it doesn't create a conflict, and so we're prepared to move forward. Ms. Lindholm, for future reference, it's usually if you're substituting out as counsel, you need to alert the court in advance of that.
Okay. I've been counsel of record the entire time, Your Honor.
You have?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. Well, come on up and we'll hear from you.
Okay. Good morning. I'm Catherine Lingle, and I represent the Appalese RK Chevrolet and VADA Group Salt Insurance Association. This matter is before the court today on the appeal filed by Arsenio Mojarez, the appellant, alleging that the Virginia Workers' Compensation Commission erred when it concluded that his injury sustained on December 11, 2012, did not arise out of his employment. The commission issued a decision, a 2-1 decision with a dissent from Commissioner Marshall, finding that Mr. Mojarez's fall in December of 2012 did not arise out of a risk of his employment. Mr. Mojarez had been involved in a serious work-related injury, not related to his employment at RK Chevrolet, but with a prior employer years before coming to RK Chevrolet. He came to RK Chevrolet in 2003. In this prior work-related injury, he had sustained gunshot wounds with an injury to his left leg and an injury to his right hand. He contends that on December 11, 2012, he was not feeling well because of his personal infirmities from his prior work-related injury. He was going up the stairs at RK Chevrolet. He was holding on to the railing on the right when he tripped himself. There are three pieces of evidence that the commission really pointed to when they issued their decision. The first, and this is really the basis, if you look at the record and you're looking at Mr. Mojarez's description of what happened, it's really in the recorded statement. If you look at his testimony from the hearing before Deputy Commissioner Ferris, he didn't really provide a description at the hearing. He more talked about what he had said in his recorded statement, which he submitted to the insurance adjuster when his claim was being investigated. And he told the insurance adjuster, "I was going up the stairs. I'm not really sure exactly what happened. It just, I missed a step and then fell down." We sent interrogatories. Mr. Mojarez spent the better part of three pages responding to our interrogatory, "Tell us what happened." His response, "Suddenly, I tripped myself and fell on the staircase." There's also a reference to him tripping himself on the staircase if you look at the medical records. Mr. Mojarez has never once identified any defect in these steps. His testimony is he was going up the steps. He's made no mention that they were not well lit, made no mention that they were in any way defective. There was a handrail. He was holding on to it at the time. This court has held, and the Supreme Court of Virginia has held, that stairs in and of themselves do not constitute an added risk of the employment. If you look at the dissent in this case that was issued by Commissioner Marshall, his focus is different from the focus of the full commission, or focus of the majority decision. The majority focused on the unexplained fall analysis, which was what we asserted on appeal, given that Mr. Mojarez had said, "I don't really know what happened." Commissioner Marshall looked at the case as an idiopathic fall, and we submit to this court that that's the wrong analysis. There are two prongs with an idiopathic fall. One is that you have a pre-existing infirmity, and the other is that that pre-existing infirmity unites with some risk of your employment to contribute to or cause your injuries. We don't have that here. We have steps that have never been identified as defective. We have no cause for his fall other than he tripped himself. So we submit to this court that the dissent in this case issued by Commissioner Marshall is based on a faulty analysis. We don't have the second prong of the idiopathic fall analysis. This court issued a case recently, the Echeverry case. I believe Judge Malvo was part of the panel in the Echeverry case, Echeverry versus City of Chesapeake, with a very lengthy, detailed analysis. I'll submit that to the court without reading the analysis, but essentially it provides a very good synopsis of this court's prior case law concerning steps. that simply tripping on steps by themselves is not enough. Echeverri involved a police officer who was descending carpeted steps. There was no identification of any defect in those steps causing his fall. His claim was not compensable. Given the facts in this case that Mr. Mijares has never identified a defect or risk of his employment that contributed to or caused his fall, we submit that the decision of the majority, the commission's decision, should be affirmed, and we ask that this court affirm that decision.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah,